And returning to Detroit, Jay Leno is in the Motor City tonight. He'll be telling jokes to people who have lost their jobs. The Tonight Show is taping two free shows for unemployed people in Michigan. The tickets include free parking, drinks, and snacks. Celeste Headley reports.
Jay Leno has never passed up a chance to take a shot at Detroit during his opening monologue, like this jab after GM CEO Rick Wagoner stepped down.
According to the government, Rick Wagoner was forced to resign because of poor performance. That's embarrassing. Run an organization that loses billions of dollars, and then get fired by a guy who heads up an organization that loses trillions of dollars.
But Detroiters haven't taken it personally. And in fact, Leno has become something of a hero in the Motor City.
He's the only one in Hollywood and all over that feels for Detroit, you know, and a lot of people have forgotten about Detroit, and I think that's a terrible thing.
Ed Scalise has just picked up four tickets for Leno's comedy stimulus plan. Thousands of people waited in line to snag tickets to the shows, and many say that, short of a job, it's just what they need.
I could use a couple hours of laughter after being unemployed for 7+ months. Yeah.
Because we're hard hit. Detroit is hurting.
We need to laugh instead of going around with a sad face. We're broke. And sure, laughter always helps.
That's Daryl Almacy, Darlene Bowie, and Mike Pippin. Doris Kay also picked up four tickets. The 69-year-old worked at a landscaping supply company until she got her pink slip.
Just got it February 5th.
That's when you found out you were laid off?
14 years almost there.
Kay is raising three of her great-grandchildren since their mother died of cancer, and she breaks down when asked what Jay Leno's show means for her.
I think it's a big help just to see him, you know, and get out and not worry for a little bit.
Jeff Bouchard is organizing the show for Leno in Detroit.
He would be the first person to say, look, I'm not a hero. I'm not curing cancer here. I tell jokes, but that's what I can do.
Now, the government didn't ask any of those Wall Street CEOs to quit. Isn't that kind of a double standard? I mean, if you build Cadillacs, you're screwed. But if your chauffeur drives a Cadillac, you're okay.
Bouchard says Leno is a strong supporter of the American auto industry and the people that build American cars. Detroit City Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell says that means a lot.
When you pick up the newspapers and read that the majority of Americans don't think it matters if there's an American car company, not only dealing with these huge economic challenges, but dealing with the fact that, from the outside, not a lot of people seem to care.
The first show was sold out in a matter of hours, and so a second night was offered, which is also now sold out. That's about 30,000 people that will spend a couple of hours listening to Jay Leno crack jokes. And Cockrell says that's enough.
Just give us a sense of optimism and hope, because it's very tough in the state of Michigan.
Unemployment numbers top 12% in Michigan and are expected to rise this year. That means more than 1 in 10 people are looking for work. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.